listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. A little bit longer post-game wrap than normal. We're almost into the men's contest. Let's quickly bring you up to speed. Midland men are 7-13 overall, 3-10 in the league with wins over Briarcliff, Doan, and Hastings. Oliver Drake's team is getting outscored 84.3 to 77.6 and out-rebound teams 33.2 to 32.3. Warriors make 44% of their field goals. They allow teams to make over 50%. Lawrence Merritt leads this team with a 15.4 points per game average to go with 2.3 rebounds and 44.6% field goal success. Bowen Sandquist adds 14.8 points per game. The defenders are 19-4. The defenders are 17-7 this season, 8-6 in the league, 6 regular season games remaining. Garrett Franken leads the team with 15.6 points per game. Jesse Jansmus at 12.7. Kate Bleeker adds 10.5. Marcus Winterfeld and Zach Bussard are at 8.3 and 9.4, respectively. Josh Van Langen and Ben Gasink average 7.1 and 6.8 points per game, respectively, as well. Dort's outscoring teams 85.5 to 75.1. They out-rebound teams 39.8 to 35.0. Dort also converts 48% of its field goal tries and 38.5% of its three-point shots. They limit teams to 44.1% field goal shooting and 34.4% from behind the arc. Midland men have been off since losing 102-60 at Jamestown last Sunday. Jamestown was up 55-33 at halftime, limited Midland to 27 second-half points. Sandquist scored 22 on 6 of 15 shooting. Smallwood added 13. Jimmy's converted nearly 60% of their field goals. Dort men held off Doan Saturday, 75-69 in Crete, behind very balanced scoring. Jesse Jansma had 15, Zach Bussard 14, Marcus Winterfeld and Garrett Franken had 12-10 respectively. These two teams played back in December. Dort won it 96-87, needed a 59-49 second-half advantage to turn a one-point deficit into a nine-point win. They rallied from down 11 with 7 minutes remaining. Lawrence Merritt led Midland with 26. Jesse Jansma went off for a career-high 41 points. Chad Barkman, Garrett Franken, each had 17. Starting lineup for the defenders today, Jesse Jansma, number 2, 6'4 junior, Sioux Center, Iowa, 12.7 points per game. Number 3, Kate Bleeker, 6'5 freshman, Sioux Center, Iowa, 10.5 points per contest. Ben Gasing, 6'3 junior, Sioux Center. Where's number 11? 6.8 points per game. Garrett Franken, 6'7 junior, Atlantic, Iowa, 15.6 points per contest. Zach Bussard, number 41, 6'6 senior from Papillion, Nebraska. For the Midland Warriors, Kylan Smallwood, 6'3 freshman, Creston, Iowa. Number 5, Jake Rushoff, 6'1 freshman, Omaha, Nebraska, 7.5 points per game. Samuel Malou, 6'6 freshman, Pender, Nebraska, 3.9 points per game. Bowen Sandquist, leading scorer for the Midland Warriors, 6'3 sophomore from Johnston, Iowa, averaging 14.8 points per game. And Lawrence Merritt, 5'11 junior, Chicago, Illinois, 15.4 points per game. He wears number 24. Smallwood, by the way, averaging 11.2 points per game for Oliver Drake's Midland team. Emmanuel Bryson is the top scorer off of the bench for Midland, 10.2 points per game. We are just about set for basketball. Midland in their white jerseys, navy letters and numbers, trimmed in orange. The defenders in their black road jerseys, yellow numbers, and yellow lettering. Opening tap is up and underway, and Midland controls it, and the Warriors will bring it up the floor. With the basketball, bringing it up is Rushoff. Rushoff with it on the right side. Man-to-man defense applied by the defenders. Goes over to Smallwood. Smallwood, Sandquist. Sandquist, three. Left wing, good. Bowen Sandquist with the three-point basket, and Midland opens up the scoring, 3-0. Pass goes left side. Bussard. Bussard with the basketball on the left baseline. Roll it inside, intended for Kate Bleeker. It's taken away by Midland. Turning on the Jets is Lawrence Merritt. Merritt gives it to Smallwood. Smallwood, pass, deflected, and taken away by Jansma. Into the corner, Gasing for the tie. Too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Bussard, and Bussard is hacked on the arm by Samuel Malou. And Samuel Malou is whistled for the personal foul. Zach Bussard will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair of free throws. So the defenders, well, they say that Bussard wasn't shooting. foregone conclusion in my mind. Instead, they get it into Bussard. Bussard off of the glass, good. Zach Bussard with a two-point bucket. Dort trails 3-2. Into the front court with the basketball, Rushoff. Rushoff goes over to Smallwood. Smallwood gives it up. Ball deflected out. Taken away by Jansman. Jansman's pushed from behind. Off after the steal, Bowen Sandquist is whistled for the personal foul. And the defenders will have the basketball on the sideline. Checking into the ball game will be number 3, Emmanuel Bryson. Checking out, Lawrence Merritt. 1 minute into the ball game, and the defenders, well, I should say Midland, already going to their bench. Left side pass goes over to Gaysink. Gaysink with the basketball. Gaysink spins it back over for Franken. Back to Gaysink, 18 to shoot. Gaysink finishes with a right hand from the left side. Good. Ben Gaysink with a two-point basket. Dort leads 4-3. 4-3 hour score. With it left side. Putting it on the deck is Mengel. Mengel's shot no good. And the rebound cleared by the defenders. Coming away with it is Bussard. Bussard to Bleeker. Bleeker back to Bussard. Bussard hands it right back to Cade. Cade driving baseline. Puts it up. No good, but he's fouled on the play. And Cade will go to the free throw line where he will shoot 2 free throws. Well, the only thing I can come up with is that Coach Oliver Drake, unhappy with that turnover moments ago by Lawrence Merritt, subs him out immediately. That was 1 minute into the ballgame. First free throw on the way for Cade, up and down. Bleeker makes the free throw. He's got another one coming. Second free throw for Bleeker. That one's up and through as well for Bleeker. Cade is an 83% free throw shooter coming into the ballgame. Dort right now on a 6-0 run. Midland over the basketball, Rushoff. Rushoff gives it up to Bryson. Bryson, 17-footer left side, no good. And the rebound is cleared by the defenders. Coming away with it is Franken. Franken over the basketball. Franken, Jansma. Jansma, 3 off the mark, no good. And the rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Midland basketball. So Midland over the basketball. Warriors will take it up the floor. This is Rushoff. Rushoff with it, working against Gaysink. Pass goes right side over to Sandquist. Sandquist with it on the right wing. Screen set by Mengel. Comes back to Bryson. Bryson, pull up, 15-footer, rattles it in. Emmanuel Bryson with a two-point basket. Dort leads 6-5. Right side pass goes over to Bleeker. Bleeker with it out front to Bussard. Bussard to Jansma. Jansma over the basketball. Right side it goes Bleeker. Bleeker looking down low. Bleeker puts it on the deck, down to the baseline. Double team. Back outside Jansma. Jansma, extra pass. Gaysink. Gaysink gets a screen. Lays it up. Right hand. Good. Credit. Clearing the path by Bussard. Gaysink with his second field goal. Dort leads 8-5. Ben had 6 in the first matchup between these two teams. He's got 4 already. Bryson, they invite him to shoot the 3, and he missed it. Rebound taken away by Gaysink. Gaysink, one-man fast break. Nothing there. Bounces out to the right sideline. Comes back down low for Bussard. Bussard back to the basket, working against Mengel. And the kickout pass out front, Franken. Franken with a 3, and the defender men out to an 11-5 lead. 11-5 hour score, timeout Midland. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Dort with an 11-5 lead, Midland with the basketball. They pass it out front, Bryson. Bryson puts it on the deck, into the lane. Traffic, and he gets through traffic, and he gets the shot to go. Bryson with a two-point bucket. Dort trails, leads 11-7. Jansma down to the baseline. Jansma in traffic, and he's held on the play. Foul's going to go on Smallwood. It's 11-7. Smallwood whistled for his first personal foul. The defenders inbounding Gaysink. Gaysink to Van Langen. Van Langen over to Frank and out front Bleeker. Cade with the basketball. Picks up his dribble. Comes back over to Van Langen. Van Langen with the ball on the wing. Dort looking for the reversal. Comes back over to Bleeker. 8 to shoot. Bleeker back to Gaysink. 5 to shoot. Gaysink off the dribble. Step back. 3. No good. Rebound tap by Bryson. Loose basketball. Gaysink puts it up in traffic. Ben off of the glass. Good. Ben Gasing makes it 13-7. Dort with the lead. Ben Gasing with six. Most of them with the right hand. Driving into the lane. Bryson with the basketball. Goes right side. Three. Answering Sandquist. Good. Bowen Sandquist. Right wing. 3-point shot is good. Dort with the basketball. Jansma. Jansma on the left wing. Jansma down to the baseline. Reverse layup. Missed it. No good. Rebound tapped out Franken. Reversal. Bleeker. Top of the key. Three. Yes. Cade with the three. Dort leads 16-10. 16-10 our score. Defenders with the lead. Garrett Franken's going to check out of the ballgame for the time being. So Midland coming back the other way. Out front, Bryson. Bryson at the free throw line. Back out front to Smallwood. Smallwood, three. Too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Gasing. Here comes Dort. Gasing into the front court. Gasing, left side, Jansma. Spot up three, too strong, no good. Something about the backdrop. Playing with Jansma. Jansma missed a couple of threes. Open looks, too strong. And Kendrick Van Kickerix checks into the ballgame along with Chandler Brunsting. Dustin Mara in the ballgame along with Josh Van Lingen and Cade Bleeker. Dort with a 16-10 lead. Midland with the basketball. Right side pass, Midland. Midland over to Smallwood. Smallwood, they come back to Sandquist. Sandquist, Bryson. Bryson, 15-footer, missed it, no good. Rebound taken down by Mara. Loose basketball picked up by Bleeker. Bleeker with the basketball. Cade across half court. Cade gets a ball screen. Left side, still has the dribble alive. Comes back over to Van Kickerix, now to Brunsting. Brunsting gets a ball screen. Comes back to Van Lingen. Van Lingen driving to the lane, puts it up, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Bryson. Bryson with the basketball on the left side. Bryson hesitates, and he's going to be called for double dribble. Double dribble violation called on Bryson. Brunsting and Winterfeld are in. Bleeker and Van Lingen check out. Dort leading 16-10. So the defenders will inbound the basketball. Length of the floor in front of them. And bringing the ball into the front court is Brunsting. Brunsting across half court goes to Mara at the high post. Dustin with the basketball. Mara gets it into Bussard. Bussard elbow back over to Van Kickerix. Van Kickerix to Winterfeld. Winterfeld with the basketball, 13 to shoot. Now Van Kickerix, Dort leading 16-10. Lob pass down low, Buss. Bussard with the basketball. Left hand, good. I don't think they can stop Bussard. Once he gets the ball in the block, they're going to either need extra help or they're going to have to deny the pass somehow. Pass out front with the basketball, Melu. Melu goes to Sandquist. Sandquist on the left wing, guarded there by Van Kickerix. Sandquist picks it up back over to Smallwood, 15 to shoot. Right side pass, three on the way, up and good. Three-point basket, right side Rushoff. Rushoff averaging 7.5 points per game. Defenders lead by 5, 18-13. Van Kickerix with the basketball, nearly throws it away, picked up by Brunsting on the far sideline. Comes back to Bussard, Bussard right elbow, Bussard turns, free throw line jumper, good. Zach Bussard with six, Dort leads 20-13. 20-13 our score. Midland quickly back the other way. Rushoff out front, Bryson, Bryson. I beg your pardon, Merritt back into the ballgame now. That's number 24. Pass goes right side, three. Too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Winterfeld. Dort limits Midland to a long look at a three. That was well off of the mark. With the basketball is Brunsting. Brunsting, Winterfeld, 12:35 remaining. Ball deflected, still on the floor. And Dort now trying for a jump ball, and they'll force the tie-up. It'll be Dort basketball. Van Kickerix forcing the tie-up with Smallwood. Mara checks out. Franken checks in. So Dort will inbound the basketball. It'll be a jump ball. They'll reset it to 20. Inbounding the basketball will be Franken for the defenders. Franken gets the ball inbounded to Brunsting. Brunsting, Van Kickerix, short corner, Franken. Back to Winterfeld. Winterfeld, floater in the lane, gets it to hang on the rim and fall through. Marcus Winterfeld makes it a 22-13 defender lead, up by 9. With the basketball, left side, Ruscha. 3 answering no. Rebound taken away by the defenders off of the missed shot by Lawrence Merritt. Here's Franken in the open floor. Back over to Winterfeld. Marcus, 3, good. Marcus Winterfeld with a long distance 3, and the defenders lead at 25-13. Timeout Midland. Dort's outscored Midland 20-8 since their first timeout, and the defenders lead at 25-13. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. Back with more from Fremont, Nebraska, right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. Shot on the way. Three-pointer up and good. A three-pointer for Bowen Sandquist. He's got 9, and the defender lead is 25-16. Dort by 9. Dort with the basketball. Right side of Winterfeld. Winterfeld gives it up Franken. Franken with the basketball. 12-footer, right baseline, good. Garrett Franken with 5. Dort leads 27-16. Top of the key, 3. Laser shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Franken. That one had no arc on it by Samuel Melu. Winterfeld with it on the right wing. Gives it underneath Franken. Back over to Marcus. Marcus, long distance 3. Missed it, no good. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Midland. It'll be, beg your pardon, last touch by Dort. It'll be Midland basketball. Checking out of the ball game will be Bussard. Also checking out is Van Kickerix. Checking in, Van Lingen and Jansma to join Brunsting, Franken, and Winterfeld. We come back the other way. The defenders on defense and knocking down a pull-up jumper is Emmanuel Bryson. Bryson with 6. Dort leads 27-18. Right side is Winterfeld. Winterfeld feeds it left side over to Jansma. Jansma to Franken. Franken over the basketball. Franken spins. Baseline jumper. Tough shot to block. Gets it over the top of the defender. 7 points on that left baseline jumper by Franken to put Dort back up by 11. Midland basketball, Smallwood. Smallwood passes it. Left wing. Bryson. Bryson will shoot another 15-footer, and he's starting to knock him down. He's got 8. Defenders inviting him to shoot, and he has started to knock down some shots. Dort misses on the other end. Here comes Midland. Midland racing the other way. Midland, right side pass, Smallwood. Smallwood's pass deflected out. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Midland basketball. 29-20, defenders by 9. And throwing the ball in for Midland will be Lawrence Merritt. Merritt tosses it in. Merritt gets the return pass. Now Bryson. Bryson's going to put it up, blocked by Van Lingen. Loose basketball. It's still loose, and it's picked up by Gasing. Gasing to Van Lingen. Van Lingen to Jansma. Doesn't have the numbers. He's going to take it in against Sandquist. Shot no good by Jansma. Rebound, Gasing. Gasing back to Franken. Extra pass. Bleeker, 3, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Midland. Midland over the basketball. Dort trying to make something out of nothing that time. Merritt down to the baseline, and he has it poked away from behind. It'll be Midland basketball. Dort up by 9, 29-20. Just past the midpoint of the first half of this one. Throwing the ball in for Midland will be Lawrence Merritt. Merritt tosses it in over the top, finds Bryson. Bryson, pull up 17-footer. Got to start guarding him. He's got 10. Averaging 10.2 points per game. Dort leads 29-22. Van Lingen, left side, Gasing. Gasing, 3, good. Ben Gasing buries a 3 from the left wing. He's got 9. Dort leads 32-22. Merritt with the basketball, back over to Bryson. Bryson will put up another pull-up jumper. This one not good. Van Lingen able to challenge it. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Right side, Bleeker. Bleeker against Smallwood. Goes back left side, Van Lingen. Ball fake. Drives into the lane. Stripped by Bryson. Here comes Midland. Bryson drives in. His shot no good, but a reach-in foul called on the defenders. believe it's going to be on Gasink, retreating on defense. Ben Gasink whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on him. First meeting between these two teams, Bryson had 9 points. He's already got 10 today. And he's shooting two here as he was fouled in the act of shooting. First free throw is up and good. He did not play last Sunday against Jamestown. Have been unable to decipher why he did not play. Free throw up, free throw good, so Bryson makes both free throws. He's got 12 first half points, and the defender lead is 32-24. Franken over the basketball, high post, Van Langen fakes the handoff, gives it back to Jansma. Jansma Bleeker, Bleeker, right wing three, good. Cade Bleeker, his second three today, 8 points for Cade. Dort leads 35-24. Merritt guarded by Gasing, left side Bryson. Bryson is going to take it into the lane, puts up the shot, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Van Langen. Dort defending Bryson better now. Pass ahead to Jansma. Jansma layup good. Jesse Jansma with a 2-point bucket, his first today. Dort extends the lead back to 37-24. Midland will call their third timeout of the day. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Midland basketball after the timeout. Pass goes over to Sandquist. Jansma matches up with him. Sandquist step back three, short, no good. Rebound taken away by Gasing. Gasing with the basketball on the left sideline. Working against Bryson. Gives it back. Van Langen, Van Langen, Jansma. Jansma with the basketball in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound deflected out. It's down on the floor. Van Langen kicks it out. Gasing, three, good. Gasink with the three. Van Langen hit the floor hard. Dort will check Van Langen out of the ballgame. Van Langen will check out. Bussard will check in. So Dort with a 40-24 lead. Ben Gasink. Benny Boy showed up today. 12 points. 6.8 points per game, his average. Last time these two teams met, he had six. Sandquist guarded by Jansma. Pass, left side. Kick it into the corner. They give it up underneath Smallwood. Smallwood, shot no good. Bussard wouldn't give any ground. Here comes Gasink. Ben with a basketball into the front court. He's fouled from behind. Chase Bryant coming up from behind makes the call. It's going to go against Lawrence Merritt. That's foul number one on Merritt. Merritt, a junior from Chicago. Scored 26 against the defenders. He had it going on back in December when these two teams played at the DeWitt. Winterfeld back to Bleeker. Bleeker with the basketball picks up his dribble. Cade steps through. Back over to Jesse. Jesse, three, no good. They're going to call an illegal screen on Marcus Winterfeld. Winterfeld whistled for the foul. Some would call it an illegal block. I prefer the illegal screen. 40-24 our score, 6:57 remaining. Midland over the basketball, left side it goes. Over to Lawrence Merritt. Merritt working against Gasink. Pass goes left side, Rushoff. Rushoff down to the baseline, cut off by Bleeker. Back out front it comes Merritt, 12 to shoot. Merritt off the dribble. He's going to drive in. Gasink contested the shot. And the ball deflected, picked up by Gasink. Gasink up the floor. Ben picks up his dribble. Right side, Winterfeld. Winterfeld looking for a posting up. Zach Bussard. Bussard about 12 feet out. Spins. Puts it off of the glass. No good. And the rebound is taken away by Midland. Midland coming back the other way. Rushoff. Rushoff. High dribble. Picks it up. Passes it back outside to Mengel. Mengel. Right side. Smallwood. Smallwood in the right corner. Smallwood. Three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Cade Bleeker. Here comes Dort in transition leading 40-24. Dort doesn't get the transition opportunity. They go back over to Jesse Jansma. Jansma left side back over to Gasink. Gasink with the ball. 6 minutes left to play in the game. Well, in the game, in the half, that is. Winterfeld out front. Gasink. Ben, another three. Yes. Three threes for Ben. Dort leads 43-24. 19-point lead for the defenders. Gasink with 15. Gasink with a steal, and they're going to call him for a reach-in foul. Ben Gasink has just picked up foul number two. .539 left to play. And Gaysink, as hot as he is from the floor, he's got a check out of the ballgame. Kendrick Van Kickerick's checking in along with Chandler Brunsting. And Garrett Franken will check in as well. So the defenders right now with Brunsting, Van Kickerick's, Franken, Bussard, and Bleeker. Dort leading 43-24. Let's see if they can finish off the half here. The next 5:30. Pretty pivotal. Moving forward, 10 to shoot. Sandquist drives in. Sandquist loses it on the way out. Ball deflected out. They reset the shot clock. And the defenders have the basketball, so the defenders survive it. And there was no change of possession, but they reset the shot clock. Midland got a shot off, but they didn't convert. Bussard off of the glass, good. Zach Bussard with 8 points. Dort leads 45-24. Back the other way. Spot up three. Off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Franken. Midland settling for jump shots right now, and they're not knocking them down. Franken goes down low to Bussard. Bussard with the basketball. Bussard kick out Brunsting. Chandler, three. Off the rim, good. And Brunsting knocks down the triple, and we've got Bussard on the floor as he got hit on the rebound. So a three-point bucket for Bussard. Foul's going to go on Midland's Samuel Malou. So a three-pointer for Brunsting. He's the seventh player to score for the defenders. And the defenders lead at 48-24. Dort's outscored Midland 13-0. It was 35-24. I beg your pardon. It was 32-24, so Dort's on a 16-0 run with a basketball. Brunsting gets it in. Van Kickerick's. Van Kickerick's feeds Bussard out front. Three, no good by Brunsting. Rebound cleared by Midland. Midland down 24 right now. With a basketball out front is Merritt. Merritt goes left side, Rushoff. Rushoff feeds it down low. Malou. I beg your pardon, that is Mengel. And a short jumper by the Midland Warriors and Mengel. Bussard with the basketball. 4:07 remaining, and now a charge is going to be called on Zach Bussard. It's foul number one on him. Dort leads 48-26. 4:07 left to play in the first half. Defenders leading 48-26. And the defenders will set up their defense. They'll wait for Midland to come up the floor. Midland over the basketball. This is Rushoff. Rushoff on the left side gives it to Merritt. Merritt with the ball, directing traffic, working against Chandler Brunsting. Left side pass, Rushoff. Rushoff stops. Back over to Mengel. 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 Shot. Jumper, no good. Rebound taken away by Winterfeld. Gets it over to the defenders, Van Kickerick's. Van Kickerick's, right side, Winterfeld. Ball movement over to Franken. Swing it left side. Back it goes to Brunsting. Brunsting wide open. Bussard. Bussard reverse layup, good. Buss with 10. Dort leads 50-26. Midland's defense not stopping the defenders the last 10 minutes or so. Shot on the way, three, good. Three-point basket by Sandquist. Bowen Sandquist single-handedly keeping his team somewhere in the vicinity. Dort leads 50-29. He's got four threes, coupled with Emmanuel Bryson's 12 points. Right there, you've got 24 of their 29 points. Brunsting, they feed it down low to Bussard. Bussard reverses. Winterfeld, Winterfeld to Franken. Franken right side, and Garrett steps on the sideline, out of bounds. 2:54 left to play in the half. Buss checks out. Van Kickerick checks out. Winterfeld checks out. On the floor for the defenders, Bleeker, Van Langen, Franken, Jansma, and Brunsting. Here's Merritt with it out front. Defenders leading 50-29. Merritt, jumper, no good. Rebound deflected, picked up by Franken. Franken off the on the left side, over to Brunsting. Brunsting gives it up, Van Langen. Van Langen spins down to the baseline. Josh with the basketball, picks up his dribble. Then Langen back over to Jansma. Jansma at the top of the key. Jesse with the basketball. Left side Franken, 9 to shoot. Franken floats it over the rim. Good. Left baseline. Little short jumper. He's got 9. Defenders lead 52 to 29. Smallwood to Merritt. Merritt with the basketball. Dort by 23. 2:05 remaining in the first half. Smallwood looking down low. He finds Montez, Arturo Montez. Come back. Rushoff, Smallwood. Smallwood, 3, no good. And the rebound taken away by Bleeker. Bleeker gets it away, Brunsting, left side Franken. Franken, Jansma. Jansma, Van Langen held on the play. Ball's going to go either on Rushoff or Montez. That's going to be on number 5, Rushoff. That's number 1 on him. Free throws on the way for Van Langen. So Josh, senior from Sioux Center, Iowa, going for his first points today. First one off the mark, no good. 52-29 defenders. Another one on the way for Van Langen. Van Langen up, and this one's good. So Van Langen makes 1 of 2. It's a 55% free throw shooter coming into the game. Dort leads 53-29. 1:40 left to play in the half. Left side pass, Smallwood. Smallwood gives it up, Merritt. Merritt stops on the right side, still has the dribble alive. He's going to put up a three-pointer, and Lawrence Merritt knocks down a triple. Dort leads 53-32. Franken with the basketball out front. Franken, his spot up three, no good. Rebound tapped out, Bleeker. Bleeker, Brunsting. Brunsting, 3 from the wing, no good. Chasing it into the corner, Jansma able to get it back. And Midland with an opportunity to cut the lead under 20 with 1:11 left to play in the half. ...53-32 defenders. On the left side, whether it's Merritt. Merritt. Franken tries to jam the ball screen, and Garrett gets whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number 4 on the defenders in this half. Throwing the ball in will be Bowen Sandquist. Sandquist gets it away to Merritt. Merritt to Bryson. Bryson over the basketball on the left wing. Bryson to Sandquist. Sandquist against Jansma. Pull-up jumper by Sandquist. No good. Rebound cleared by Brunsting. Brunsting, right side Jansma. Jansma with it on the wing. Jansma gives it up to Van Langen. Van Langen, easy picking that time for Josh Van Langen. He's got 3. Defenders lead 55-32. Out front with the basketball, Merritt. Merritt goes over to Smallwood. Smallwood out front, Montez. Montez Arturo. Shot is up and good. Again, a mid-range jumper for Emmanuel Bryson. His 6th mid-range jumper. Dort leads 55-34. And the defenders will hold for the final shot if they can maintain possession. Then Langen with it at half court. Josh with it. Hands it back over to Jansma. 12 seconds now. Dort by 21. Pass to Van Langen. 6 to shoot. Had the play open. Van Langen tried to pass it to Jansma. Jansma got held. No call made. And Midland will now have it with 3.6 seconds remaining. Jansma was open. Would have been an easy layup, but he got held on the play. Franken will check out of the ballgame. And Midland will inbound the basketball. Smallwood throws it into the backcourt. This is Bryson. Bryson stops. Pull up is off the mark. No good. We played one half of basketball. Dort 55, Midland 34. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. Dort leads 55-34 at halftime of this Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball game on the road in Fremont, Nebraska. Dort trailed 3-0, took the lead at 4-3. Midland burned their first timeout with Dort leading 11-5. They used their second timeout with Dort up 25-13. And after that, the floodgate opened. Dort got up by 20-plus, outscoring Midland the rest of the way, 30-21. and leading by 21 at halftime, 55-34. Defenders led by Ben Gasings, 15 points in the first half. Zach Bussard with 10. Emmanuel Bryson with 14. Bowen Sandquist with 12. The defenders, 22 of 36 from the floor, 61%, 8 for 16 on threes. It's as well as Dort has shot the three in a long time, 3 for 4 on free throws. Dort has a, I don't know that I've seen anything like this at the college level, a 27-4 rebounding advantage. Midland, 13 of 35 from the floor, 6 of 16 on threes. Dort with 7 turnovers, Midland with 3. Scores from around the conference. Halftime. Mount Marty leads Doan 52-36. Briarcliff leads Morningside 55-47. Northwestern a 45-28 lead on the road at Hastings. Dakota Wesleyan at home leading Concordia 38-26. Midland basketball on the left side. Bringing back to the top of the key is Rushoff. Rushoff dribbles all the way down to the right baseline. Midland reverses it left side over to Merritt. Merritt gives it up. Malu against Bussard. Kick out pass back to Merritt. Merritt at the top of the key. Merritt will drive in. Finishes with the left hand. Good. Lawrence Merritt with a two-point basket. Dort leads 55-36. Gasink left side it goes to Bleeker. Bleeker comes back over to Jansma. Jansma floats it down low for Franken. Franken has to pop out on the wing to get it. Comes back over to Jansma. Bleeker on the wing. Comes back to Gasink. Gasink right side. Feed it down low. Franken faces up. 9 to shoot. Franken working his way in. Got hit on the arm. No call made. Rebound taken away by Midland. Midland over the basketball. Smallwood. Bleeker digs down on it. Can't get to it. Bowen Sandquist with it. Sandquist guarded by Bleeker. Right side. This is Merritt. Shovel it inside. Layup is up and good for Malu. Malu with a two-point basket. Midland has opened up the second half with back-to-back scores. And the defender lead is 17. Dort uses their first timeout. Kate Bleeker with the basketball. Dort leading by 17. Under the top, it goes to Kate. Kate puts it up, blocked. Samuel Malu with a block and the rebound. Here comes Midland back the other way. Racing is Rushoff. Rushoff gives it up, left wing. Three is up and good for Malu. He's got 5. And the Midland Warriors not fading away easily. They've scored the first 7 points of the second half. Franken, 17-footer straight on, gets it to go. Rolled around and falls through. Garrett Franken stops the bleeding for the time being. Dort leads 57-41. See if they can weather the storm here early on. Midland with a lot of energy right now. Left side pass, Malu. Malu, 3, rattles it good. Samuel Malu with another 3. Dort leads 57-44. With it, Jansma. Jansma driving in. Drops it off for Bussard. Bussard blocked on the play by Malu. Malu knocks it away. This is Rushoff. Rushoff, Malu. Malu, 3. Missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Bleeker. Here comes Dort in transition. Not going to have a chance attacking the basket. Here's Gasink on the left side. Ben uses his dribble, looking down low, instead goes over to Franken. Franken comes back over to Bleeker. Bleeker, right side. This is Jansma. Jansma, Franken. Franken with the ball. Franken, turn around, shot no good, and we've got a foul on the play called on Midland. Franken will go to the free throw line. That's foul number 2 called on Bowen Sandquist. And that is team foul number 1 against Midland. Going to the free throw line. First one is up and good. Second free throw on the way for Franken. Garrett with 11 points. That one kicks off the heel, no good, so he makes 1 of 2. And the defender lead is 58-44. Midland basketball. Merritt. Comes over to Smallwood. Smallwood, right side, Malu. Malu with a basketball work against Van Langen. Two, no good. Rebound taken away by Gasink. Gasink ahead to Franken. Franken on the move. Garrett with a basketball, 15-footer straight on, left it short, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Midland. Midland with the basketball, right side to Rushoff. Rushoff with it on the wing. Rushoff with it in between the circles. Rushoff uses his left-handed dribble. Back over to Merritt. Merritt with the basketball. 3 minutes gone in this second half. Pass into the corner, Smallwood. Smallwood, kick out pass. Rushoff, three, corner, good. Jake Rushoff with six. Dort leads 58-47. So a 21-point lead. 10 points have been cut off of it. They lead by 11. Defenders, Jansma. Jansma with the basketball, Bleeker. Bleeker, Van Langen, right side, Franken. Franken, Jansma. Jansma with the basketball. Jansma on the wing. Jesse passes it back over to Franken. 12 to shoot. Jansma, able to get around his man, puts it up, shot no good, but he's fouled on the play, and Jesse will go to the free throw line to shoot two. And that foul called on Melu, that's his third. New player checking in will be Emmanuel Bryson for Midland. Jansma shooting two, so he was fouled in the act of shooting. Misses the first one, he's got another one on the way. Left that one short. 58-47. Another free throw for Jansma. Second free throw on the way for Jansma is up. And we've got a delayed dead ball. Midland player was in the lane early, so we'll reshoot the free throw. Jansma, an 87% free throw shooter. Misses both that time, though, but he's got a chance to make good. That one's up and good. So Jansma makes one of two. Defenders lead 59-47. Bryson off the dribble. Gives into the corner. Merritt back over to Bryson. Bryson on the right wing. Bryson, 17-footer from straight on. Man in his face, and he knocks it down. He's got 16. 59-49. Defenders by 10. Underneath, shot no good. Rebound tapped by Gaysink. Here's Bleeker. Bleeker with the basketball. Bleeker puts it up, and he is fouled. Bleeker got blocked on the first one, but then came back and drew a foul on Bowen Sandquist in the process. That's his third. Cade will go to the free throw line to shoot two. So Cade Bleeker shooting two free throws. First one, short, no good. A second free throw on the way for Cade. Dort leading by 10, led by 21 at half. We aren't even 5 minutes into the second half. Midland coming out with much more energy. Scored 15 already in the second half, and Bleeker misses both free throws. 59-49, Dort with a lead. Out front with the basketball is Bryson. Bryson feeds it left side, Rushoff. Rushoff with the basketball. Rushoff back over to Bryson. Bryson gives to Smallwood. Smallwood working his way in against Bleeker. And we're going to have a foul called on Cade before the shot. That's foul number one on Bleeker. Winterfeld will check into the ballgame. Checking out will be Bleeker. We're going to set the shot clock to 22. Not sure what's happening right now. We had a conversation at the scorer's table with who the foul got charged to. Initially, they gave it to Bleeker, which I was in full agreement with. I thought he was the only player near it. Then they made the announcement that it was on Gaysink. And now we have another foul called against the defenders. And a free throw on the way for number 21, Hunter Mengel. Mengel makes the first one. He's got another one coming. Second free throw is up and good, so Mengel makes them both. He's got four, and the defender lead is 59-51. Left side pass over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld gives it up Van Lingen. Van Lingen with it on the wing. Josh gives it up Franken. Franken bounce pass down low. Winterfeld. Winterfeld shot no good. Rebound fought for. Jump ball called. Alternating possession it will be. Defender basketball, I believe. Dort leading 59-51. But Midland has cut 13 points off of the lead here in the second half already. Lob pass into Winterfeld. Winterfeld able to get the shot from short range. 61-51, defenders by 10. Midland with the basketball, Bryson. Bryson back out front, Sandquist. Sandquist with it on the wing. Sandquist puts it up, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Van Lingen. Van Lingen with the basketball, back over to Brunsting. Brunsting, right side Winterfeld. Winterfeld with it, lob to Van Lingen. Van Lingen well out on the floor. And we've got a foul away from the ball. That's going to go on Mengel. That's number one on him. Throwing the ball in will be Winterfeld. Winterfeld to trigger it. Winterfeld gets it in to Brunsting. Brunsting, left side pass. Jansma underneath Franken. And it's tipped away underneath by the Midland Warriors and Emmanuel Bryson. 14:24 remaining in regulation. Lob pass into Winterfeld. Winterfeld, kick out pass, Van Lingen. Van Lingen drives in, back over to Brunsting, underneath Van Lingen. Back outside, Winterfeld, three, good. Marcus Winterfeld with an open look at a three. Marcus Winterfeld with 10 in the second half. Dort, 10 for the ball game. Dort leads 64-51. And now we've got a foul called on the play against Garrett Franken. Franken whistled for foul number two. Kendrick Van Kickerix will check back into the game. Jesse Jansma will check out. So throwing the ball in for Midland will be Rushoff. Rushoff throws in over the top, finds Bryson. Emmanuel Bryson over the basketball, right side Sandquist. Sandquist guarded there by Van Kickerix. Sandquist fading away, shot no good, and a push called on the rebound against Midland's Mengel. That's two on him. Team foul number five on Midland in this half. Cade Bleeker is going to check into the ballgame. Checking out will be Garrett Franken. On the floor right now, Van Lingen, Winterfeld, Bleeker, Van Kickerix, and Brunsting. Bleeker will bring it across half court. Cade hands it to Van Kickerix. Kendrick with the basketball working against Bryson. Left side pass, Van Lingen. Van Lingen to Winterfeld. Winterfeld with it. Winterfeld explodes to the basket. Tries to dunk it and missed it. Rebound cleared by Smallwood. Left side pass. Driving in, take it away by Brunsting. Brunsting tries to pass it ahead to Winterfeld and it's taken back by Midland. Midland Bryson. Bryson, 15-footer, misses, no good. Rebound Van Lingen. Van Lingen over to Brunsting. Brunsting with the basketball. He'll take it across the timeline. Brunsting, right side Bleeker. Bleeker, Van Lingen. Van Lingen off of the glass, no good. Tap out, Van Kickerix. Van Kickerix, Brunsting. Brunsting, step into it, three, good. Chandler Brunsting with his second three today. Dort leads 67-51. Back the other way, Smallwood. Smallwood collapsed on. Comes back left side. Three on the way. Missed it. No good. Rebound Bleeker. Out to Van Kickerix. Van Kickerix with the basketball. Doored up by 16. Van Kickerix back over to Van Lingen. Van Lingen gives it back to Bleeker. Bleeker with the basketball. Bleeker. Lob pass down low. Van Lingen. 15 to shoot. Van Lingen back to the basket against Mengel. Pass out front to Brunsting. Brunsting back to Josh. Josh, three, no good. Rebound tipped and taken down by Bryson. Saved by Van Kickerix, and Van Kickerix throws it off of a Midland player. It'll be Dort basketball. Van Lingen checks out of the ballgame. Checking in, Zach Bussard. And throwing the ball in will be Brunsting. Dort with a fresh 30 to work with. Brunsting gets it inbounded to Bussard. 12:15 and counting. That's in regulation. Lob pass down low to Buss. Buss reverses it. Chandler. Chandler, three. Too strong, no good. Rebound taken down by Zach Bussard. Off of the glass, good. Zach Horson on the boards. He's got 12. Had two players draped on him, and Dort back in front by 18. Bryson in the lane. Short shot, good. Bryson able to fake his man up into the air and then finishes with the soft touch over the lip of the rim. He's got 18, and the defender lead is 69-53. Timeout charge to Midland. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more after this. Dort with a 16-point lead. Midland will inbound the Midland will inbound the basketball. No, it's Dort. After that two-point basket by Midland, it was Emmanuel Bryson with that short shot. Into the front court is Winterfeld. Winterfeld with the basketball. The curl cut for Bleeker, and Bleeker is hacked on the arm by Emmanuel Bryson. Veteran official Joe Wells across the way making the play, making the call. Bryson whistled for foul number one. Joe, Chase Bryant, and Chris Ladwig on the whistle today. 11:43 remaining. Pass comes in to Bussard. Bussard with 14. Dort extends the lead back to 18. 71-53. Bryson out front. Bad matchup. Bussard trying to hold his ground. Bryson, kick out pass. Goes back to Merritt. Merritt wraps it around Bryson. Bryson down to the baseline again against Bussard. Bryson pinned underneath the basket. Puts it up, blocked by Bussard. Bussard held his ground, blocks the shot. And here come the defenders with the basketball. Right side, Bleeker. Bleeker on the wing. Cade takes it in against Smallwood. Gets the shot to go, and Cade is fouled. Well, the vibe much better on the bench right now than it was when Midland made that early run to get back to within, when did they get back to 9? 58-47. They started on a 13-3 run to get it to 9. Actually had it at 8, 59-51. Dort, though, extending the lead to 20, and now 21, and we're back where we were when we started the second half. 11 minutes left to go in regulation. With it on the right side, Samuel Milu. Milu gives it up to Sandquist. Sandquist with the basketball. Guarded there by Van Kickerix. Sandquist gets around one player. Winterfeld there to meet him. And now Marcus is going to be called for a foul. Marcus Winterfeld whistled for personal foul number two. And you can credit Oliver Drake on the Midland bench with talking the official into that one. He was chirping in the official's ear the whole possession. And he gets it paid off with a foul call against Winterfeld, his second. Pass out front, Bryson. Bryson with the basketball. Bryson in between the circles out front. Bussard guarding him. Dort's gone to that matchup. Bryson not a three-point threat, but from 15 feet in, it's pretty good. Bryson driving the lane. Cut off. Bussard holds his ground. Smallwood in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Bleeker. Dort with the basketball over to Van Kickerix. Van Kickerix with it, looking down low. Instead, they go to Winterfeld. Winterfeld out front, intended for the defenders. Zach Bussard. Lob pass was too strong. Marcus checks out of the ballgame. Also checking out is Kendrick Van Kickerix. Jesse Jansma will check in. Pretty good minutes that time by the defender lineup. Like what they gave the defenders there. And the defenders with a 21-point lead with 10:15 remaining. Now, if we saw anything through the first 5 minutes of the second half, though, it's how quickly a 21-point ball game can turn into a hotly contested battle in about 5 minutes. Bowen Sandquist, pull-up jumper, 10 feet straight on over the outstretched hands of Jesse Jansma. Dort leads by 19, 74-55. We're past the 10-minute mark of the second half. Gasink off the dribble. Ben taking it to the hoop, and Ben Gasink with 17, a season high for Ben. Out front, Malou. Malou, three, misses badly. Hits it off of the glass from straight on. Dort leads 76-55 with basketball. Jansma, three, short, no good. Rebound cleared by Midland and Smallwood. 9:24 remaining. Into the front court. Pull-up jumper. Missed. No good by Emmanuel Bryson. And Dort leads by 21. Franken with the basketball. Gives it off to Jansma. Jansma driving baseline. Jansma in traffic, and he's fouled on the play. What's the foul call going to be? We have two bodies on the floor. They're going to call it on Malu. Malu whistled for his fourth personal. Dort will inbound left side of the lane as we face the hoop, and it should be a 1-1. It'll be Jesse Jansma shooting a 1 and the bonus. One and one on the way for the junior from Sioux Center. It's in and out, no good. Dort has struggled from the free throw line, and now a push called on the defenders on the rebound. That's going to be team foul number 5. So Midland will inbound with the length of the floor in front of them. Dort leading by 21. And Midland will race it into the front court. Midland with the basketball. This is Rushoff. Rushoff, feed it down low, right side. Baseline jumper misses everything. Too strong by Rushoff. And the rebound is cleared by Jansma. Jansma over to Gasink. Gasink to Bleeker. Bleeker with the basketball. Cade puts it on the floor. Right side, Gasink. Gasink looking for the pass down low. Instead goes out front, Franken. Franken gives it up, Jansma. Jansma, two players around him. Back to Franken. 12 to shoot. Garrett, three, missed it, no good. Bussard had a chance at the rebound, but it was snatched by Midland. Coming back the other way, Merritt. Merritt shot in the lane, good. Lawrence Merritt racing the other way, leading score for Midland. Coming into the ballgame, he's got 7. Dort leads 76-57. Quick three by the defenders, missed by Gasink. Here comes Midland. Midland coming back the other way, Merritt. Merritt, spot up three, hits it. Lawrence Merritt with the three-point basket. He's got 10. Dort leads 76-60. With the basketball, Franken. Franken right side, Bleeker. Bleeker looking for the reversal. Cade has it out front now. Passes left side over to Franken on the wing. 7:50 and counting. Right side it goes Jansma. Jansma with the basketball, Bleeker. Bleeker straight on, 10 to shoot. Bleeker comes back over to Jansma. 7 to shoot. Back to Franken. Franken in and out, no good. Rebound cleared by Midland, and now a reach-in foul called on the defenders, and that'll go on Zach Bussard. Strange game today. Zach's going to check out of the ballgame. Next foul will put Midland into the bonus. There's 7:37 remaining right now. Dort up by 16. One former coach always talked about point a minute. If you lead by as many points as there are minutes remaining, should be in good shape. Granted, that was before the three-point shot became such a vital part of everyone's offense. 18 seconds on the shot clock. Midland basketball. Rushoff puts it on the floor, dumps it off. Shot in traffic, good. That's a leaner by Mendel, and the defender lead is 76-62. It was also before the shot clock, by the way. 7 minutes remaining. Franken in traffic. They're going to call a foul, and he gets the shot to go. That foul is charged to Bowen Sandquist. That's 4 on him. And Garrett Franken will go to the free throw line, and he will shoot a free throw to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Sandquist is out. Checking into the ballgame is number 3 for Midland, Emmanuel Bryson. 5'10 sophomore from Grovetown, California. Free throw by Franken is good. Garrett Franken makes the free throw. He's got 6 in the second half, 15 for the ball game, 15.6 points per game scoring average, and the defenders lead by 17, 79-62. Timeout, defenders. Back with more after this. You're listening to Dort Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. It's Midland basketball. Bryson with it on the left side. Dort not guarding him on the arc. Reverse layup by Rushoff as he cut back door. Foul called on Van Lingen. Rushoff misses the lay-in attempt, but he's fouled. He'll go to the free throw line, and he will shoot 2 free throws. Dort leads 79-62. Rushoff to the free throw line to shoot a pair. He's an 83% free throw shooter. Knocks that one down. 76-63 pending another free throw. 79-63 pending another free throw. This one's up and good as well. 79-64, the defenders by 15. 6:50 remaining, ball game. Giesink across the timeline. Passes right side, Franken. Franken underneath for Winterfeld. Winterfeld kick out, Van Langen back to Winterfeld. Winterfeld puts it up, shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Midland. It's going to go on Bryson, I believe. No, they're going to call instead the help defense, Rushoff. And Winterfeld will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Midland has difficulty matching up with Dort's size underneath. So two free throws on the way. First free throw is up and good for Winterfeld. Marcus with 11 points. A second free throw coming, trying to extend the lead back to 17. I don't care what you say, when you're on the road, you never feel comfortable. Second free throw is up and good, 81-64. Winterfeld makes both free throws. He's got 8 in the second half. Beg your pardon, 7 in the second half, 12 for the ball game. Bryson with it on the left side. He's going to go in against Van Langen. Finishes, no. Off the side of the backboard with a left hand. Lost it on the way up. He's starting to show some fatigue. Giesink goes left side, Franken. Franken back over to Jansma. 6:15 left to play. Shot no good by Franken underneath, but he gets the second chance shot. Garrett Franken with 8 second half points. Dort leads 83-64. Dort back up by 19. Merritt to Bryson. Gives it up right side, Rushoff. Back to Merritt. Merritt with the basketball off the dribble. His shot is no good, but a foul on the play called on Garrett Franken. And for Garrett, that is his fourth, I believe. And Cade Bleeker will have to check into the ballgame. 1-1 opportunity coming for Lawrence Merritt, an 83% free throw shooter. Just received word that the Dort men's volleyball team loses to Viterbo 3-0 to cap the triangular. Merritt makes the first free throw. Lawrence Merritt, couple of threes, two twos, and a free throw now. All adds up to 11 points. Slightly below his 15.4 points per game scoring average. Midland still hanging around. Got a little work to do, though, if you're the Midland Warriors, trailing 83-65. This is a team that's averaging 78 points per ballgame. Defenders lead 83-66 after a couple of made free throws by Merritt. Dort with the basketball, Jansma up the floor. Jansma hands it back over to Ben Giesink. Giesink left side, Bleeker. Bleeker with the basketball on the wing. Cade, right side, Giesink. Giesink, Jansma. Jansma tries to get it underneath to Van Langen. And the ball is deflected out by Smallwood. It'll be Dort basketball. Throwing the ball in will be Ben Giesink. Giesink right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Ben gets it in. Back over to Jansma. 10 to shoot. Left side it goes. Back over to Bleeker. Now 7 to shoot. 6. He's got it at the top of the key. Right side wing drive by Jansma. Jansma floats into the air. Goes up with the left. Finishes with the right. And the defenders lead 85-66. Driving in, Bryson, shot no good. Rebound Sandquist. Sandquist put back good. Bowen Sandquist with 16. And the defender lead is 85-68. Timeout on the floor, charge to Midland. 5:15 left to go in the game. Dort up by 17. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort basketball on KDCR. Kendrick Van Kickerix reining in a three as we return to play. Kendrick makes it a 20-point ball game, 88-68. Answering with a three, Sandquist, no. Rebound taken away long by Giesink. Giesink is fouled on the play by Rushoff, and the winds have come out of the sails for Midland. As long as it stayed under 20, they were battling, but that last possession now coming up the floor, the body language not good for a Midland team that has struggled this year. 3-10 in the conference, 7-13 overall. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Gacy. From an offensive standpoint, the defenders getting a big day by Gacy. Gacy, first free throw, no good. Gets another one, and that one's off the heel, no good. And they're going to call Van Langen for a push. Josh whistled for a push on the rebound. Coach Brian Van Haften. And they're going to have Merritt shoot the free throws. So Lawrence Merritt shooting two free throws. Dort leading 89-68. After Gacy made one of two. And Lawrence Merritt will shoot a one and one. Moments ago he knocked down two. And he makes that one. Second free throw on the way for Lawrence Merritt. And that one's up and good as well for Lawrence Merritt. Merritt here in the second half has come to life with 11. He's got 14 for the ball game. Dort leads, though, 89-70. 4:39 remaining. Gacy breaks the pressure himself. Takes it all the way to the hoop. Layup is good. Ben with 20. Dort leads 91-70. Lawrence Merritt answering with a three. No. Rebound tapped out by Smallwood. It'll be Dort basketball. Oliver Drake can't believe it. Now we'll have a conference with the officials, and I never like it when that happens because it rarely works out well, and it doesn't. Goes back to Midland. I thought it was pretty clearly off of Smallwood, but the Midland Warriors have the basketball back, 4:22 and counting. Bryson, three, missed it, no good. Rebound cleared by Van Kickerix. Gets it over to Ben Gacy. Gacy with the basketball, Dort up 91-70. Ben with the basketball. Right side it goes, Bleeker. Bleeker out front, Winterfeld. Winterfeld, lob pass down low, Van Langen. And Van Langen is pushed in the back by Kylan Smallwood. And it will be Van Langen shooting free throws as we resume play. So one and one on the way for Van Langen as he was fouled on the post entry pass. Dort leading 92-70. Another free throw on the way for Van Langen. Van Langen today with 4 points and a second one coming. That one's up, no good. And it'll be Midland basketball coming back the other way. Dort leading by 22. And a hold on the play called against Kendrick. So Van Kickerix whistled for the personal foul. Van Langen checks out of the ball game. Jake Rushoff will go to the free throw line. And he will shoot two. Rushoff, number five for the Midland Warriors, with 8 points so far. 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. A second free throw on the way. 92-71 pending another free throw. Well, unless this one comes off the rails, Dort's going to go to 9-6 in the conference, 18-7 overall. 3:57 remaining. Dort up by 21, now 20. Rushoff makes both free throws. He's got 10. Dort with the basketball. Gacy. Gacy with the ball. Starting to do a little scoreboard watching now. Not going to lie. Right side it goes over to Franken. Franken, 17-footer, left it short. No good. Not a lot of ball movement on that possession for the defenders. Here comes Midland back the other way. Rushoff loses it. Grabs it. Now passes over to Sandquist. Sandquist with it on the right side. Tough shot. Missed it. No good. Rebound cleared by Mengel. Mengel with a putback, 92-74. Dort by 18. Gaysink with the basketball against Sandquist. Goes right side back over to Franken. Now Ben with it. Ben shovels it inside for Franken. Franken, kick out pass. Three on the way, Bleeker. Good. Cade Bleeker breaking out of a recent shooting slump. He's got three threes today. Dort leads 95-74. 2:58 remaining. With it on the left side, Bryson. Bryson's going to drive the lane. Puts it up with the left with the right hand. It's good. Emmanuel Bryson with 20. Dort leads 95-76. 2:50 remaining in the contest. We have a timeout on the floor. Charge to the defenders, leading by 19. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more from the Weikert Event Center right after this. Left side pass with the basketball as Jansma feeds it into the corner. Bleeker, Bleeker right with the floater on the baseline. Cade Bleeker now with 15, and the defenders lead at 97-76, 2:20 and counting. Bryson in traffic, his shot no good, but a foul on the play as he angled in from the left side. They're going to call that foul on Chandler Brunsting. Some scores starting to come in from across the conference. Northwestern goes on the road to Hastings and wins by 12, 76-64. The surprise of the day on the men's side, Briarcliff upsets Morningside. Rivalry game there. Never know what will happen. Briarcliff, a 94-83 winner over the Morningside Mustangs. Inbounding the basketball will be Franken. Dort by 20. Pass goes left side over to Gaysink. Gaysink with the basketball in the backcourt. He'll bring it up to the timeline. Ben with it. Hesitates. Hands it back over to Brunsting. Brunsting with the ball. Brunsting. Left side it goes back over to Bleeker. Bleeker gives it up. Gaysink. Gaysink with the basketball. Hesitates at the top of the key. 12 to shoot. 2 minutes to play. Left side it goes. Bleeker. Another three. Good. Cade Bleeker's got it cooking. He's got two threes in the second half, four for the ball game, 18 for the contest, and the defenders with a 100-77 lead, and the defenders seem to have this one in hand. 1:54 remaining in regulation. Timeout on the floor. Back with more after this. 1:54 left to go in the game. Dort with a 100-77 lead. Pass out front to Bryson. Bryson taking it in against Mara. Mara holding his ground. Bryson looking for someone to pass to. And we have a 3 seconds in the lane violation charged against Midland. It'll be Dort basketball. Cam Bielis checks into the ballgame. Ben Gaysink will check out. Chandler Brunsting will throw the ball in the backcourt. Dort leading by 23. Midland showing full court pressure defense. Dort has put some reserves into the contest. Caleb Harmson across the timeline. Harmson with it in between the circles. Pass goes left side. Van Kickerix goes to Mara. Mara gives to Harmson. Caleb with it back out front to Van Kickerix. Van Kickerix with the basketball. Now Mara. Mara bounce pass down low for Bielis. It's poked away. Midland coming back the other way. Rushoff. Rushoff gives it to Mengel. Mengel with the lay-in. Good. Mengel with 10 points. Dort leads 100-79. With the basketball across the timeline is Van Kickerix. Van Kickerix with it. 1 minute left to go. Van Kickerix, 18 to shoot. Comes back over to Harmson. Harmson to Brunsting. Brunsting with the basketball. Back over to Van Kickerix. Van Kickerix to Harmson. Harmson left side back over to Kendrick. Kendrick gets the return pass. Kendrick, backdoor cut for Harmson, and the ball is deflected out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Midland basketball. Grant Brower is in. Chandler Brunsting checks out. Mengel throws the ball in to Rushoff. Rushoff across the timeline. Passes left side over to Bryson. Bryson with the basketball. Bryson right side Rushoff. Rushoff, three, no good. Rebound cleared by Mara. Mara over to Brower. Grant with the basketball across the timeline. Brower passes it left side over to Van Kickerix. Shot clock and game clock, 3 second difference. 24 seconds and counting. Van Kickerix gives it back over to Brower. Brower with the ball. Brower out front. Brower passes right side to Vinkiekerix, 7 seconds. Now Vinkiekerix, bounce pass underneath Mara. Mara, shot no good. Rebound cleared by Sandquist. That's going to be the ball game. 100-79, the Defenders with a 21-point win tonight over the Midland Warriors. Stay tuned. The Wireless World postgame wrap is up next. This is Dort Basketball on KDCR 88.5. We'll be back with more right after this. Coach Brian Van Haften has made his way out of the locker room. Shoot, I don't even know if they made it back into the locker room. This is one where you're just happy to go into Nebraska, get a win, a 23-point win at that, and the Defenders improve to 9-6 in the conference with a win here this afternoon. And Coach Van Haften, other than about a 2 or 3 minute stretch early in the second half, team had pretty good energy, and that paid off for your team today.
Yeah, I thought we had great energy today. I thought our guys really shared the basketball well today. I thought we guarded the arc really well. They just got a really nice group. Bo Sandquist is really coming on as a player and shooting it well. Lawrence Merritt, really nice player, and I thought we handled those guys well. I know we gave up a few points to Emmanuel Bryson today, but, you know, still 9 for 22. 21 points, 22 shots, that was our goal anyway. Keep him off the arc and make him hit twos, and he missed enough to not make it a big deal.
Cade Bleeker breaks out of a recent shooting slump, ends up with 4 threes, and just stayed after it today, ends up with 18 points.
Yeah, he's great today. Cade was really good. I thought Ben Gasek was fantastic today. I thought the first half was as good as he's played this year, and Cade was really good in the second half today. And, you know, Garrett did a good job working out the basketball. Buss did a nice job around the rim. And we just got to keep getting a little bit better defensively. Once in a while, we fall off the cliff a little bit. But other than that, the guys did a really nice job on both ends of the floor.
Ben Gasek, a season-high 20 points. When you were looking at the matchup coming into today, did you think something like that was a possibility for Ben?
No, not really. I thought Garrett would actually get going today, and I thought maybe Marcus might get going a little bit today too, and he did. Marcus had a good game too, and Garrett did too. It is that Ben really just took over in the first half, and, you know, 4 assists, no turnovers. That's the kind of thing we need from him. 9 rebounds, 9 more rebounds from Cade. Yeah, just a really good effort. So I don't think I was necessarily anticipating that, but he has been playing better of late.
40% shooting for Midland. You shoot 54%. I mean, obviously, yep. You make shots, but what else do you credit a high shooting percentage day for your team too?
Yeah, you know, I think we got some really good shooters, and today it was Cade and Ben making them. Marcus made a couple. That was a big one. Josh had a nice pass out to Marcus to kind of get that thing back up to about 15 with about 10 minutes to go, and then we kind of went from there. But I think the last couple of games, even though we've won the game, the other team has shot 48-50%. And I thought we just needed to get back to guarding that arc just a little bit better and not give them the shots that we want to give up. And our guys really did that really well today. Offensively, it's just one of those days. The guys really played well, shot it well. And you know, quite frankly, when Cade Bleeker's got it going, you know, a lot of times we get it going as a team.
Northwestern on Wednesday, head into the final 5 games of the regular season for your team, and the way this is shaping up, you've got an opportunity to continue making up ground in the conference, a big 5 games remaining.
Yeah, you know, we're just going to try to go one day at a time. You know, Northwestern is next. We'll try to have a good practice on Monday. We got a JV game too, and let's see if we can go out and play good basketball and guard that arc well and you know, keep improving a little bit and keep enjoying it. Stay fresh.
Coach Van Haften, thanks for coming out.
Okay, thank you.
That's Coach Brian Van Haften. Here are your numbers from today's contest. Dort, 38 of 70 from the floor, 54%, 13 of 26 on threes, 50%, 11 of 18 from the free throw line, 58%. If you want to pick at anything, that's probably the one that is there for the taking. For Midland, 28 of 69 from the floor, 40%, 10 of 28 on threes, 36%, 13 of 14 from the free throw line, 93%. Dort had a 46-22 rebounding advantage, and Midland committed 6 turnovers, Dort committed 11. Individually for the Defenders today, they were led by Ben Gasek's 20 points, 8 of 11 from the floor, 3 for 6 on threes. Cade Bleeker had 19 points. 17 for Garrett Frank and 14 for Zach Busser, 12 for Marcus Winterfeld, 6 for Chandler Brunsting, 4 for Josh Van Langen, 3 for Kendrick Van Kickerix, and 5 for Jesse Jansma for Dort's total of 100 points. For Midland, they were led by Emmanuel Bryson's 21 points, 9 for 22 from the floor, 16 points for Bowen Sandquist, 14 for Lawrence Merritt, 10 for Jake Rushoff, 8 for Samuel Malou, and 10 for Hunter Mengel off of the bench for their total of 79. Rebounds, Garrett Franken had 10, so a double-double for Franken. Gasing and Bleeker with 9 rebounds each. 5 rebounds for Zach Busser today, 5 for Josh Van Langen. Assists, Ben Gasing had 4, Chandler Brunsting had 4, Marcus Winterfeld had 3, Franken, Bussard, and Van Langen all had 2 assists. The defenders improve to 9-6, 18-7. Midland falls to 3-11, and 7-14. Other GPAC scores today included Mount Marty over Doan, 86-60. Barcliffe over Morningside in the upset of the day, 94-83. First loss of the year for the Morningside Mustangs. Northwestern over Hastings, 76-64. Dakota Wesleyan, a 71-50 winner at home over Concordia. Standings then on the men's side. Morningside 15-1, Dakota Wesleyan 10-4. Dort and Mount Marty are 9-6. Concordia and Northwestern are 8-6. Jamestown is 7-7. Hastings is 6-9. Midland 3-11. Briarcliff improves to 4-11. And Doan slips to 1-13. That's going to do it for our broadcast this afternoon of Dort basketball on KDCR. Once again, the defenders get a sweep on the road. This time it's in Fremont over Midland, 90-82 in the women's game, 179 in the men's contest. Next broadcast, Wednesday night, the defenders will face the Northwestern Red Raiders on the road in Orange City, capping a 3-game road stretch for the defenders against their arch rival in GPAC play. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Have a good evening.